The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're at the Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse in Las Vegas, and we're celebrating our 16th year of broadcasting Wines du Jour each and every week. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Thank you for sending your email inquiries to me, sent from your home country, literally from all around the world. I've received them, from the left coast, from the east coast, from Chile, from Baja California, from Australia, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are both hungry and thirsty. There's 60 of them out there that are drinking wine and eating food. Can you imagine that all in one room? That's pretty cool. My guest tonight is Melody Dagish, who is the general manager here at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse in Las Vegas on Paradise Road. In case you live in Las Vegas and don't know about it, you need to do that. Whether you're just beginning with wine or you work in the industry, Wines du Jour can offer you much information that at least allow you to enjoy one or two glasses of wine each and every day, especially with your dinner meal. Each week, we will feature a different wine region and highlight some of the hidden gems to which we will discover more about what it takes to make wine so unique, because wine is a unique thing. You'll get to know the winery, and you'll know a little bit about the region, and we'll find that wine du jour is a very special thing. We want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, so please stay tuned. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast, and Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And it's also available on podcast and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wines is a hug in a glass, is the way I like to think of it. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to introduce you to the general manager here at this beautiful restaurant. Her name is Melody Dagish, and she's the general manager. I have to just tell you, you're going to love what she has to say, and you'd like her even better if you were here to see her. She's a beauty. Melody, thank you very much for allowing us to share your hospitality here at the restaurant, and for taking time out to spend and tell us a little bit about your restaurant.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you. I'm really excited to be here. Happy to have all of you in-house to show you what we do here at Del Frisco's. It's a wonderful restaurant with a great culture. It's been here for quite some time. We're very wine-centric. We're chef-driven, everything that you are all about. So we're happy to have you.
Thank you very much. Well, Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse has served USDA Prime. That's something that's very important and something you probably can't find in your local market. Prime food, prime meat in particular, is just not available in most places. So special restaurants get all the prime meat, and you and I can come in here and enjoy something that, you know, possibly don't need a knife to eat your steak, if you know what I'm saying. That's how good they are, and that's not a joke. They also have Australian cold water lobster as opposed to Maine lobster. And you don't know about it, that's good. Try one. You'll think, oh my God, I should have known about this years and years ago. They also have fresh seafood, fresh vegetables, of course, side dishes, all kinds of good food that you could enjoy. Appetizers. And they do this in a family style, which I think is pretty cool. So again, it looks like a steakhouse with all the wood on the walls and so on. It's kind of dark, and that's kind of a good thing. It's the old-fashioned steakhouse, and I have to tell you, it's really very, very good. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the steakhouse, and then we'll get into our wines, and the wines are beauty. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV, now available globally on your iPad, Droid, smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer with a big announcement. My new movie, Highway 395, has just been released. Don't miss this classic modern-day Western set along Highway 395 in California. It's an action thriller with some romance, too. You can own Highway 395 today by going to my brand new website, FredDreyer.co. That's FredDreyer.co. Get my new movie, Highway 395, and check out my new website, FredDreyer.co.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're talking with a lady that is the general manager here. That is Melody Daggett. She is quite a person for you to meet if you have an opportunity to do so when you come to the restaurant. Not so much tonight with our guests, but if you come to the restaurant for dinner sometime, make sure that you ask for Melody and get an opportunity to meet her, because I don't know what it is, but it seems like the food always tastes better when you know the GM. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's true or not, but it sure seems to be that way. This unique restaurant has not only good food, as I mentioned before we went to the break, but here's the thing that I want to talk about a little bit more. We'll do that in detail because we have a chance to meet with the sommelier here a little bit later in the program. But I want to tell you, they have 1,400 choices of wines here at this restaurant. Now, I don't know that there's another restaurant in Las Vegas with any more than that, and I don't know of any of them that even have 1,400. In fact, there's a lot of people that can't count to 1,400, if you know what I mean. So the selection of wines here is outstanding. Whatever it is that you want to pair with whatever food that's on the menu, they've got it times 10. So you've got plenty of choices, and that's a real good thing. And the beautiful part is all the people that work here are knowledgeable. And they have a level 2 sommelier that you're going to meet in a little while that can answer any question about any of the 1,400 wines if you're interested in that. Now, I just want to mention a couple things about, you know, 16 years of doing this show is quite a while. So can you remember back when you were 16 years old? I don't mean it's that far back that your memory is gone, but I just wanted to mention a couple things that I wrote down that I thought were kind of cute. Now, I thought they were cute. You may not. First of all, you remember when you were 16, your parents didn't know too much? And then when you got older, maybe got married, how smart they became? That's one of the things. For the girls now, chokers were a must-have accessory back in the 1990s because it could make your entire outfit look cool. Okay, it wasn't funny, but that was an absolute fact. Originally, overalls were an easy, low-maintenance look to make your all-denim ensemble look effortlessly cool. You could wear them with a strap off on one side. That was, man, that was really in. Or, if you're a little, not quite that old, of course, when Levi's came with holes in the knees, that became the fad. And I don't know why, folks, but it's still the fad. Why you want to wear clothes that makes it look like you didn't have any money for 40 years, I don't know. But boy, there's a lot of people that do it. Now, way back, you could only use the internet or the telephone, but you could not use them both at the same time. That's the way the internet started out, if you remember that. Also way back, televisions had small screens with most programs in black and white. I remember when they come out with color, they had cellophane with three colors. And you put it on top of the black and white screen, and you were supposedly looking at colored television. That's how old I am. Okay. Plus, we had to actually type www before the URL, or else it wouldn't work on your computer. Remember that? Yeah. We found directions on MapQuest, but we had to print them out to take them in our car. That's before cell phones. When you were 16, when you smell something burning, and then all of a sudden you remember, I'm the one cooking. Remember that? That's probably happened to some of you. And, of course, at 16 in most states, you're old enough to get a driver's license. Way back, you couldn't wait till Friday to go to the drive-in theater. Remember the drive-ins? Long time ago. They don't even have very many of it at all. Well, there's a few in the country, but very, very few. You were not part of a group unless you smoked back in those days. And I mean everybody smoked. Very few people did not smoke. Isn't it amazing how everything has turned around? I would have never believed it, but that's the way it is. The definition of the good old days is a great imagination and a poor memory. I think that's an absolute fact. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's get down to talking a little bit about our wines. Our wines this evening are beautiful. They come to us from one of my favorite wineries out of California, Joseph Phelps Vineyards. It's a family-owned operation. Joseph Phelps originated it, ran it all the way up till I think about 1998, and his son Bill took over and still runs it today. They have two locations. They have two wineries in the state of California. That's kind of hard to believe. One of them, of course, is in the original winery, which is in Napa, California. Back in 1976, I believe, Joseph Phelps opened his first winery, and that made him one of the original people making wines in California. Today, and I know if you've listened to Wines du Jour in the past, you know that I mention quite often that there are 4,300 bonded wineries in the state of California alone. So being one of the first 10 is quite something. And then they decided a little bit later, because they found some beautiful vineyards over on the West Coast, that would be the West Coast of Sonoma County, they opened a winery there, and it's still operating today. So that's two different locations. I thought that's pretty good. Today, the Phelps family is committed to maintaining and nurturing Joseph Phelps Vineyards as a family-owned run winery and extending their extraordinary legacy for the originator of Joe Phelps. And tonight, as I mentioned earlier, I think, we have three different wines, which we always do here on Wines du Jour. And the first wine is Chardonnay. They poured the Chardonnay for everybody here, and I have to tell you, it's pretty doggone tasty. The second wine that we're going to have is one of my favorite varietals, that's Pinot Noir. And the third wine is, of course, Cabernet Sauvignon to finish off the 16th anniversary show. So from Napa and from West Sonoma County, I have to tell you, Joseph Phelps has done a beautiful job. What do you guys think of this Chardonnay? That's very good, isn't it? Yeah. Now, wait till you find out what the chef has paired with this. We have a beautiful concept of what to put with Chardonnay. Now, a lot of things go with Chardonnay, and a lot of things, frankly, don't go with Chardonnay. And what I'm really saying is that Chardonnay wine, in general, is not food-friendly like a lot of other varietals. It's more of a patio wine or to drink wine when you go out or go to a friend's house or have a glass of wine at home. Chardonnay is very popular. It is still the number one white wine consumed in the entire world. So you know there's a lot of people drinking Chardonnay. And of course, there's a lot of people that drink their favorite Chardonnay with any kind of food, and that's okay too. But truthfully, all Chardonnay doesn't pair with food. But tonight, The chef has taken some salmon tartare, a little bit of chives, some lemon creme fraiche, and a little bit of dill on top for a garnish, and paired it with it. And I think you're going to find it very, very tasty. So I wanted to ask Melody, remember who Melody is? It's been a few minutes since I talked to her. Melody, tell us a little bit about some of the food that you have here, just in general. Nothing necessarily, don't read off the menu or anything, but tell us what you've got going here.
Definitely. This isn't a test, right? No?
Yeah, that's okay. Right. That's right.
So we have a lot of great steaks here. We have steaks that are both on and off the bone. We do classic, and we're actually about to roll out a new menu coming here soon, which I do want to talk about. September 27th, we're going to have a new dry-aged steak program. If you are not familiar with dry-aged steaks, pretty much a dry-aging, you know, you take the steak, you hang it in a human-controlled room, and the flavor just gets a lot more intense. It's a lot more robust. A lot of people will say it tastes like blue cheese. It has a nutty flavor to it. So pretty soon, our steak menu is going to be pretty extensive. We're going to have a little bit of everything from a classic 28-day wet-age steak to a 45-day dry-age steak, which is incredible, and it's a perfect accompaniment to most of our wines, like you said. We also have some delicious seafood here. So we do lobster tails. We have anything from a 14-ounce all the way up to a 30-ounce from wow. time to time. Yeah, so if you really want to impress yourself, like you said, Australian cold water lobster tail is the lobster to have. It is delicious. It's moist, and it just has such a nice firm texture. So it's almost like a steak-like texture to it. And of course, you know, we're rolling out a few new items. We're going to have simply prepared halibut. We're going to have Alaskan king salmon coming here. And a king salmon, it actually is, you know, the king salmon of the sea. It's from Oro Bay, New Zealand, and it's like butter. It melts in your mouth. It's going to be phenomenal. Other than that, we're very family-oriented, so a lot of our side dishes are family style, and we like to share them with you, and, you know, we serve them tableside for you, so you literally come in and you enjoy your dinner. You don't lift a finger, and you do feel like you're at our own dinner party every single night. It truly is. We love to throw a party. So our menu is fantastic. Obviously, we're steak-based, but we do a lot of delicious, fresh seafood. We get all of our seafood in fresh daily. We have delicious seafood plateau that just kind of offers up a little bit of cold seafood, which is kind of what you're getting here. So Chef did a really, really great job pairing this with this particular wine. He did the lemon creme fraiche to play off of the lemon notes that are actually in the Chardonnay, and then also the floral underlying, you know, pairs perfectly with the dill that's in there as well.
That sounds great to me. Well, this is another reason to check out a restaurant that possibly you haven't shared before. This restaurant's been here for a long time. They work off of word of mouth, if you know what I'm saying. You should tell your friends about it. Well, just like we say about Wines du Jour, you should tell your friends or bring your friends to one of our shows. This Joseph Phelps wine, the Chardonnay that I talked about earlier, is a 2015, and it is from Freestone Vineyards in Sonoma Coast. Remember I told you they have two wineries? Well, they around that winery on the western part of Sonoma is where they have their vineyard. That they get the grapes from, the Chardonnay grapes from, and that's pretty good. It has a nice orange blossom to it, some citrus peel. The nose, I think, is very, very nice. It's effective. You can swirl that wine around in your glass for about 10 seconds or so, then stick your nose down in there and take a nice whiff. It's bright. It's nice and fresh, and that's one of the reasons that it actually pairs well with food. And, of course, what doesn't go well with salmon? You know, more people eat salmon in the western part of the United States than any other fish, believe that or not. If you have a choice, folks, the type of salmon that you want to buy comes from either Alaska or what we would call the Northwest. That would be Washington or Oregon. You do not want to look out for salmon coming from the Atlantic. You do not want to find salmon, preferably not farm-raised. You want it to be wild-caught. There's a world of difference from nutrition in those salmons and in taste. And unfortunately, a lot of times there's a difference in cost as well. So don't buy salmon because it's cheap, because chances are you're not doing your body a favor. I'm not saying it's going to kill you or anything like that. I'm just telling you that your choices would be better if it comes from the Northwest, especially from Alaska, or what they call line caught. Line caught means it's not done with a big net where they throw out half the fish that aren't salmon and keep the salmon, if you know what I mean. It's not healthy for the ocean. It's not healthy for anybody. So that's why you don't want to do that sort of thing. And farm-raised, the nutrition and type just doesn't give the salmon the color or the looks. And you believe it or not, there are companies in around the world that raise salmon and actually put coloring in the food so that they will be kind of pink or red color like you're used to seeing. Oh, boy, that looks really healthy. All it was their diet. That's not what you want to buy in the grocery store. So, again, back to wild-caught or line-caught salmon is your best bet. So there's other things that go with Chardonnay as well. One of the things is grilled chicken. Almost any kind of poultry goes well with it. Sushi is a very good item to have with Chardonnay. So if you go to your next sushi bar and they want you to know what you want, see if you can get a nice glass of Chardonnay or a bottle of Chardonnay. Shellfish and finger foods is what Chardonnay goes with. That's about it. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this and the salmon that the chef put together, and then we'll talk about wine number two. So we'll be back right after these messages, coast to coast.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you need to know there is money available to you that can lower your Medicare prescription costs. How much can you save? Find out now by making a free call to Health Markets. They'll search from a variety of nationally recognized plans to find you the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. And they'll do all this valuable research for you at no charge to you. And remember, you may be able to save money on your prescriptions. We'll tell you if you qualify. Why pay a penny more than you have to for an insurance policy? Let us find you the right plan at the right price and see if you qualify to lower your prescription costs. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call Health Markets right now.
800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. That's 800-990-0351.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all 50 states and DC. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here. I have to tell you, Del Frisco's is a great steakhouse, but they have a lot of things in addition to steak. Now, I mentioned earlier, USDA prime steak is something you don't find a lot around. They have it here, and that's what you want to try. If you're a steak eater, this is the answer to having a great steak. Is USDA Prime. That is the answer. Okay, I want to talk just a couple of minutes about this Chardonnay, and then I'm going to ask Melanie to talk a little bit about some of the items that are popular here at the restaurant that you might want to try when you come to, and maybe some of the appetizers that are the more popular with customers. But I wrote down some of the different flavors of this Chardonnay, and I kind of got carried away. So please bear with me if I just keep talking about flavors and you're saying, huh? But that's the way it is. I mentioned earlier the fragrant orange blossom is a good one, and orange peel is a typical one. But this has a green apple, which I think is good. That's the aroma, green apple. You might want to check it out if you have any wine left in your glass at this point. It's very bright and fresh, and it has a nice firm acidity to it. And that's what I like, and I think that's one of the reasons that it pairs so very well with food. And it has also a lot of the acidity that I mentioned about, but it has a very balanced minerality to it. So the taste is great there, and when you swallow it, it has what we call in the business a long, lingering finish to it. You can taste it after you swallowed it for a given period of time. Also, it has a little green apple, some vanilla, and of course, we talk about vanilla quite often here on Wines du Jour because the only way to get vanilla in any wine is to have it aged in oak. The actual vanilla flavor comes from the wood, the oak, and permeates the wine and gives you that vanilla flavor and or aroma to it. This in particular is kind of unique. It has some kefir limes to it, which I think is pretty unique. And again, it's one of the reasons it went so well with the salmon. I mentioned earlier, good grilled fish, grilled chicken, sushi, shellfish, and of course, finger foods. Now, finger foods can be an awful lot of things. It could be Italian style. It could be celery, carrots, a little dip, anything like that. All of that, this would, in general, hold on to Chardonnay without a problem. So let's go to wine number two, which I think is one of my favorite varietals, and I think it's one of the finest wines that Joseph Phelps put out. And it's a 2014 Joseph Phelps Vineyards from the Sonoma Coast, as I mentioned earlier. It's 100% estate-grown Pinot Noir, which means all the grapes come from their own vineyard. In order to be estate-grown, it means one of two things. It means that the winery owns the vineyard that the grapes were grown in. They didn't buy them from someone else. Or there's an exception, and that is if you have a long-term agreement with a wine or grape grower to buy their wines over a period of time, you can still call that estate-grown, even though you do not own that vineyard. But it's long-term is the answer. And long-term isn't 3 weeks. It's got to be like 18, 20, 25, 30 years that you're going to be buying their grapes each and every year. Then you could claim the grapes from that vineyard as an estate grown. Okay, that makes sense to you? This has a medium-high acidity to it. Has, I think, great tannin. They're going to pour it here in a few minutes, so we haven't got it out yet, but I'm talking about something that you haven't tasted. I'm just trying to give you an opportunity to do a little bit of looking forward to, if you will. Incidentally, the Chardonnay that we just finished retails for about $55, and I always talk about the alcohol content in all of our wines. The alcohol content in this Chardonnay was 13.5, which by our standards is a fairly low amount of alcohol percentage and good, which means that it has an opportunity to pair with food because it's not high alcohol. Going over to the Pinot Noir now, it retails for about $45 a bottle, and it is a 14.1% alcohol, which again is on the low side. When I say low side, I just want to mention that if it's over around 16, 17%, that's pretty doggone high. In fact, if it's 17%, it's actually in a different price category according to the federal government. That's not a good thing for you, but you have to pay an extra tax for it, which means it costs you more. So it won't be that high normally, but they're around 16%. It's pretty high and very, very difficult to pair a 16% alcohol with a good food. That's just the way it works. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this, and then I'll talk with, as I mentioned earlier, talk with Melody Daggis a little bit more about some of the food here at this restaurant. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
This is the Mungle on Movies. I'm Matt Mungle. Stephen King's popular book, It, opens September the 8th in theaters, and King is confident his fans will dig it.
I think they're going to really enjoy the movie, and I think that some of them will go back two or three times to actually savor the thing. I went back and saw it a second time and felt that I was seeing things the second time through that I'd missed the first time.
For more reviews and commentary, head over to MungleShow.com or follow me on Twitter at TheMungle.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you need to know there is money available to you that can lower your Medicare prescription costs. How much can you save? Find out now by making a free call to Health Markets. They'll search from a variety of nationally recognized plans to find you the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. And they'll do all this valuable research for you at no charge to you. And remember, you may be able to save money on your prescriptions. We'll tell you if you qualify. Why pay a penny more than you have to for an insurance policy? Let us find you the right plan at the right price and see if you qualify to lower your prescription costs. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call Health Markets right now.
800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. That's 800-990-0351.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
This is Larry Elder inviting you to join me twice daily here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Tune in to CRN 3 Reagan Radio Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern for my live three-hour show. And don't miss the replay of the show on CRN 1 starting at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Larry Elder Show, twice as good, two times daily, Monday through Friday on CRN. Find out more at crntalk.com.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here having a good time at Del Frisco's Steakhouse here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. I just wanted to mention a couple things before I get back to this. Well, I guess I should just get back to this wine, and then we'll talk with Melody about some of the things that are popular here at the restaurant. And one of the reasons is, if you heard us a little bit earlier in the program, they have 1,400 choices of wine on the wine list. So there's a lot to pair with, if you know what I mean. But this 2014 Joseph Phelps Freestone Vineyard Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir is really good. And just as a side note, Pinot Noir is one of the varietals that they hardly ever pair with any other wine. They don't blend Pinot Noir with hardly anything else. So when you find Pinot Noir, it's almost always 100%. That's not necessarily true with Cabernet or Merlot or about any other varietal, Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc. They blend other varietals with that periodically, but they just don't do that with Pinot Noir. And this Pinot Noir, in my opinion, is just really, really good. It has the typical thing with any Pinot Noir. You know, if you take a glass of wine, somebody puts a glass of wine in front of you, red wine I'm talking about now, and they say, what kind of wine is this? And you kind of swirl it around and stick your nose in there, and the first thing you smell is cassis. Hands down, Pinot Noir. Cassis is the most predominant thing generally in Pinot Noir. So that would be one way to kind of fool them a little bit. But this has also a little dark plum, which I think is very typical but good, and a lot of dried herbs in the aroma. So it makes it very palatable, and it goes very, very well with food, of which Chef has done a nice crostini here for us. I can tell you that this is really good. One of the best meats, beef, in the whole world is what we call 5A Wagyu beef. Now, some people talk about Japanese. The southern part of Japan is where this Wagyu beef actually originated. And they literally massage the beef on a daily basis, and they also get one or two beers a day. The beef is drinking the beer. Hard to believe, but let me tell you, the flavor of that meat is incredible. So tonight when you taste this crostini, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Is this something you guys have on the menu all the time?
Yeah, so actually we do feature the A5 Wagyu. Like you're saying, A5, it originated from Kobe, Japan. You've all heard of Kobe beef. And we have it now here in the States. There's four breed of cattle that actually create this A5. What you're tasting here is an A5 butter. So on the bottom, our chef has actually taken some of the A5s and chopped it real fine and then melted it with butter. I mean, what's better than steak and butter? I don't know. And seriously. And then so we took a little duxelle, so a mushroom duxelle. It's a minced mushroom mix, and it comes with a little bit of garlic and then fresh herbs as well. And that's what you're getting on top with the micro basil. Our chef did this just for the pure reason of there's a lot of earthiness in this wine. So you're getting that earthiness, that terroir that you would see. And then so he decided that it'd be perfect to pair with something as earthy as a mushroom. And just so you know, we do feature A5 all the time here at our steakhouse. We're one of only a few steakhouses in town that do that. And of course, across the nation that do that as well. It is a very, very prestigious piece of meat. It melts in your mouth like butter. We love cooking it here. We prepare it very simple with just a little bit of Himalayan sea salt. We sear it on all sides, and then we slice it up and serve it out to you. It is a time of your life, seriously. If there's something you have to try, it's A5. It is absolutely delicious. I cannot tell you how much I love it. I am jealous every time I see it go out. I wish it was going into my mouth. But, you know, I encourage you to come by and give it a try if you can. It's perfect as an appetizer. If it's something you're not sure you might like, we can serve it up as an appetizer for you and your group as well. And we also have a Wagyu, a long bone. So if you're wanting a really good big steak, yeah. It is the Fred Flintstone of steaks is what I always say. So we have that on our list as well. And that is actually going to be a 32-ounce Wagyu bone-in ribeye.
Is that for two or one or four or how many?
$89. You know what? It can vary. For me,
depends on the person.
It does. And I'm the type of person that I like to kind of enjoy a little bit. I'm a grazer. I always say I like to graze. So that's one of the things where if you get it, you slice it up, you know, you put it in the center of the table, you get, let's say, an Australian lobster tail. Just gonna put it out there,
there you
for
go.
You. But if you get that as well, and you get a few other appetizers and some side dishes, it is a perfect meal for everyone to kind of get a taste of. What's really cool about our steakhouse, too, that I mentioned is that you can do kind of a meat tasting where you can taste what a classic wet-aged steak tastes like, which is what typically you get at your grocery store. And then you can also try a dry-aged steak. You can try the Wagyu. You can try bone-in, bone-off. We literally have a little bit of everything for you. We are a true steakhouse, and we love what we do here. So this is a phenomenal representation of, you know, what we can do with the A5 butter. That butter is a topping. So we actually put this on top of steak. So it's steak on top of steak, which once again, nothing is better than that. Nothing's better than butter and steak. So enjoy. And bacon, you're right. Well, hey, we actually do have a really, really great bacon dish. It's a bacon au poivre. So it is a thick cut. Yes, it's delicious. It's a thick cut piece of bacon that we actually we pair with a little bit of peppercorn. So we roll it in peppercorns and then we slow cook it. And we sear it off at the end. And we put it with a bourbon bacon molasses.
That's serious.
Yeah.
That is serious.
Yeah, when you say bacon and molasses, I mean, you have me sold, so that's another one of our really great appetizers that we feature as well.
Well, that's great. Well, and of course, this Pinot Noir is unique in itself. Like Melody said earlier, it has a little bit of that earthiness to it that makes the two go together just perfect. What do you think of that? It's good. This Wagyu for the first time, some people. Yeah, a few of you say, yeah, it's the first time I've ever had it. I love it. How could you not? You know, it's one of the best meats in the whole world, believe it or not, according to those that think they're experts, if you know what I mean. So, it's come to the United States and really gone around pretty good. Got to go to a break again. When we come back, we'll talk a little more about the Pinot Noir and then go to number three. So be back in a moment.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-309-2677. 800-309-2677. Call now. 800-309-2677. That's 800-309-2677.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're talking about the 2014 Joseph Phelps Freestone Vineyards Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir to go along with this beautiful Wagyu that we discussed before we went to the break. And I just want to go on a little bit further with the taste and flavors of this Pinot Noir. I've already told you about the aromas and the cassis and so on and so forth, but there's a lot more in depth to it, and one of the I think, one of the compelling reasons that it actually paired so much, so well, with this Wagyu. The mouthfeel is really kind of lingering. You know, it's not cloy. It's really kind of lingering. And it tastes, which I happen to like, tastes a lot like black cherry. So you get a lot of that black cherry, a little cedar, a little forest floor, you know, kind of earthy. That's where the earthiness comes in that Melody talked about a little bit earlier, along with a little tangerine. Now, I know that's like, what? Tangerine? But it really does. And if the two together, and I'm talking about the Wagyu and the wine, got to make you understand what we talk about all the time of pairing of food and wine in a proper way. We're going to hear in just a moment or two, we're going to have the sommelier from the restaurant come over here and talk with us about those 1,400 different choices of wine, along with some of the other things. You know, to become a sommelier, and we're talking about a legitimate sommelier as opposed to a business card with your name that says sommelier on it, takes a little bit of time. And maybe we'll ask Anthony to tell us a little bit about that if we have time. Anthony Ramirez is a level two sommelier. We'll find out how many levels there are and all that sort of thing when he comes over. He's pouring wine, which is what sommeliers do. And as soon as he finishes that, he's going to come over and sit down here next to Melody or in Melody's seat, whichever they prefer, to tell us a little bit about the wines here at Del Frisco's. Del Frisco's, before he comes over here, Melody, how many different Del Frisco's are there?
So the Del Frisco's Double Eagle concept on its own, we have 13 locations, so it is not a very large company. Yeah, woo! Good 13. Lucky 13.
Yeah. In Vegas.
Yeah, and one's in Vegas. We got the best one, though, I won't lie. But thank you. But we're owned by Del Frisco's Restaurant Group, and of that group, we also have two other concepts. One of them is Sullivan's Steakhouse. We have 17 of those locations. I actually came from a Sullivan's. That's where I kind of grew up in the company. And then we also have 24 Del Frisco's Grills, which is kind of like your, I wouldn't say your up-class, like, bar dining experience. It's a really, really great place if you want to go with a bunch of people and have a really wonderful time. Everybody can order a little bit of everything. There's great salads, there's great steaks, there's great salads and everything like that as well. So total of 54 stores. 50 stores, 4 stores across 50 states. We're really proud of the company that we work for and that I can be a part of. I've been with them for 5 years. This company is a 20-plus year company, and it's absolutely phenomenal. The culture here is incredible, and the people are really what make it. They do. And, of course, our great wine and food. I mean, you can't go wrong with it, really.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I like about Del Frisco's is, and Melody mentioned this a little bit earlier, kind of casually, and that is the steakhouse concept. Now, many of you may not know the difference between a real steakhouse and one that just claims to be a steakhouse. And let me just kind of give you my version of the differences. A regular steakhouse is a restaurant that has steak. I mean, that's just common, ordinary that you would think of. But then an actual steakhouse, per se, and one of the ways that they started promoting steaks years and years and years ago was to have choices with steaks. And I don't mean choices like New York and T-bone and porterhouse. I mean choices like bone in or no bone, whether you're talking about something like Wagyu or you're talking about Texas beef, that type of thing. All of those kinds of choices. And maybe Melody could tell us a little bit more about that in detail. Only because it's important to recognize and give credit to a company that's been around for 20 years that is still doing it the right way, so to speak.
Definitely. So yeah, we're really proud of all the offerings that we have. One of the best things about being a steakhouse is that we serve one thing, and it's steak, right? It seems really simple when you go into it, but it's phenomenal. I mean, you know, we do have, you know, like I said, we have the wet age, which is 28-day age. We have the dry age steaks, which are 28 days plus 45 days dry age. And if you think about that, that's a long time. That's months and months and months that it takes to create a piece of meat. And for me, there's such an art to it, and there's such a beauty to it, the same way that there is with wine and drinks in general. And, you know, to take the craft, and we simply season our steaks with kosher salt and pepper. There is nothing more simple about it. And I think that it really allows you to have all the flavors come through, whether you're, you know, enjoying a filet, which is going to be the most lean, tender cut, or you're looking for something with a little bit more marbling, like what I want, because I like butter. I don't know if I said that earlier. But but I do enjoy a good old bone-in ribeye. And, you know, we have some really exciting stuff coming our way. We actually have a double bone-in 32-ounce ribeye that is 45-day dry-aged. And it's coming our way. It's going to be called the Double Eagle. So our name is the Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse. This steak is phenomenal. It will be carved tableside. When I tell you it is blue cheese, it is the weirdest thing when you put a piece of steak in your mouth and you taste blue cheese. But it is the most enjoyable thing. So we're getting that on the 27th whenever our new menu rolls out. And we're going to continue to have all of our classic age steaks. We're going to continue to have the dry age and then also the Wagyu as well. And we're really proud of that.
That's very good. Well, you know, that's what I'm talking about, the difference between a real steakhouse and just a steakhouse. And there's a lot more to it than that. And that's, I think, important to at least recognize so you can give credit to those that do. I want to mention something else about, you said 28-day dry age or 45 days dry age. That does not mean that you can go buy a big steak at the restaurant, at your grocery store or your meat market, and take it home and do that. I'll talk more about that when we come back. Got to go to a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation today. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc. DBA, DebtHelper.com. 1325 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Down payment of debt may be creditors to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse. We're talking with Melody Daggis, who is the general manager here. And I just have to tell you, all of the food here and everybody's eating are pairing with the Cabernet Sauvignon, which we haven't really talked too much about what it is. But I have to tell you that Chef Harvey Berger is the gentleman that has put this together, and this guy can really cook. Harvey Berger, Chef Harvey Berger. Okay, the what they put together for us is a black pepper bacon and shrimp with a little chipotle tomato jam on underneath it. And I have to tell you, it's got to be about as perfect pairing with a Cabernet Sauvignon as ever. And most people look at shrimp, Cabernet. Wait a minute. You can't put the two together. Yeah. Wrong. It goes perfectly well together, I believe. Okay. Melody is still here, of course, but I want to bring in, and I mentioned earlier, a level two sommelier, Anthony Ramirez, who is the man that makes these 1,400 different wines available to all the customers here at Del Frisco. Anthony, thank you for your
thank you so much. I appreciate it. Hey. I wish I got applause like that every night of the night, every night of the week.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you a couple things about, well, first of all, how long have you been in the business?
Since I was 16 years old, I started off as a busboy in a restaurant a long, long time ago. And I just worked my way up from coffee shops to fine dining. And eventually you become a server. You do a jack of all trades. And I've always found a passion for food and wine. And I just kind of stepped into the role with that passion. I think it's something that I really enjoy. And I wake up in the morning happy to go to work and happy to do something I love.
Nothing wrong with that. Most people would love to like their job that much. That's unfortunately.
I'm very fortunate.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Listen, I want to ask you a couple things about this wine list here that has 1,400 choices. With your customers coming into your restaurant, how many of them, I'm not asking for numbers, but do you have a lot of people that know a little bit about wines and they ask about some of the unusual choices and what your opinion is to go with what they're going to have for their meal?
Absolutely. You know, we do a lot of Cabernet from Napa Valley. That's the majority of wine that we pour. But a true wine list should have a little bit of everything for the people that want to do other countries, other varietals. And that's what we do here. We do have 1,400 different wine selections, which we're very fortunate enough to have a beautiful wine cellar. Anyone, by the way, that's here that want to take a tour of the wine cellar later on, please, 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 we encourage it. We'll definitely show you around. And also ask about the James Bond table. We're going to show you something a little special, too, as well. But the countries and varietals are expanded for anybody that wants to do something a little bit different.
That's great. Well, I have to tell you, I keep saying this, and I'm sounding like a broken record, I guess, but the food here is excellent. The service is excellent. The wine list, I mean, 1,400 wines, it can't be bad, if you know what I mean. And when you have somebody like Anthony that can help you choose or make a suggestion, you know, I have to tell you about sommeliers just for a moment. First of all, they are more than wine servers, although that's basically what they're all about. But knowledge is the important part, and the more knowledge you have, the more chance you can become an actual sommelier instead of, as I mentioned earlier, a business card sommelier. But the good thing about somebody like Anthony is that his job is not to try to talk you into a $300 bottle of wine. His job is to give you true information about the varietals that you might ask about or to suggest some varietals. In most cases, and correct me if I'm wrong, Anthony, you'll probably give them two or three or maybe even four choices to pick to go with the meal that they're asking about.
Absolutely. It's almost like a puzzle. Every table is a puzzle. If you give me a general idea of what you want to drink, we break it down by the dryness of a wine, by the acidity of the wine, by the fruit profiles. So it's almost doing some detective work, and it's beautiful when we actually come together as guests and the sommelier, and we find something that you enjoy throughout the night. It's quite an experience, and I'm always happy to be a part of that. So.
Okay, great. Anthony Ramirez is the sommelier. Great guy. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. We'll be back next week at a beautiful restaurant. We'll tell you about it. Our information, I'll give it to you when we get off the air. But we're here at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse in Las Vegas, where you should be. Thanks for choosing and listening to Wines du Jour. I want to thank my radio engineer, this guy over here. Everybody.